The most happy people are silently done. Think about that. The most happy people are silently done. These are people who are happy, regardless of anybody else, because they find the happiness within themselves. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The most happy people. It's silently done. When you see happy people, you oftentimes say, "Why are you so happy?" Well, they could well ask the question, because there's no evidence of why they're happy. Somebody's walking down the street, a big smile on their face, they're very happy. You say, "Why are you happy?" You know, and somebody has got a beautiful grin on his puss and is just content as can be. And you say, "Why are you happy? Did you win the sweepstakes or something?" You know, and no. Why are you happy? Well, it comes out to be, I like me. I just am very happy with me. I like me very much. I enjoy me, and I enjoy all the things that I do. I enjoy all the people that I meet, because that's my way. You see, and as this person is happy, we don't know why they're happy. We don't know what makes them happy. And we never will know. Now, the man can just have come from the boss, and the boss said to him, "Hey, I'm giving you 2 weeks off with pay, because I want to see how this new person works out without you around to guide him, you know, to see if he can really cut the mustard." And the guy says, "Wow, how about that? 2 weeks off with pay, you know, and I still have my job, and I still have all these things. Pretty nice." And he walks out with a great big smile on his face, and everybody says, "What happened? When you were in the boss's office, and you came out with a big smile on your face? Give you a raise or something?" "Oh, no." "Well, gee, what makes you so happy?" And he doesn't tell them, because he's not supposed to tell them. He's just not supposed to be there. The new man who's working as his assistant has to know how to do these things and see if he is creative and imaginative. And so the boss gives this guy 2 weeks off with pay, and will probably tell the new man he's away for 2 weeks, you know, and doesn't have to say why. He's just away for 2 weeks. He doesn't say, "I gave him a vacation so that I could see how well you are able to handle this type of job by yourself," you know. And, you know, happy people just don't always tell you why they're happy. And you know yourself, when Rex cuddles up to you, it makes you very happy. And when Rex just lays out there and just in the alpha situation, he feels just so wonderful and so beautiful and so tender and loving. And, you know, somebody might come along and look at him and say, "What a wonderful, loving dog. Why is that dog so loving?" "I have no idea. I have no idea." Why is the dog loving? Because of something inside of him. Something inside of him says, "All is right with my world, and I'm at peace." And all is right with my world. That's the big point. When you have all right with your world, you're silent about it. You don't tell people. When you look at the flowers in your garden and they just give you such great satisfaction because you've raised them from little seeds, you know, just little tiny seeds. And you got these beautiful dahlias and petunias and roses and everything else under the sun. And you look with great satisfaction on your garden. Nobody knows why. They can guess, "Oh, he likes his garden." Well, that's not it at all. What you liked was the creativity in your garden, revealing what a seed would do when it was planted in the soil and watching it come up. Did you know that every morning he went out and put a couple drops of water on the little seed and let it penetrate into the soil to keep it moist, so that the seed, as it began to split and stick out its tendrils to make roots and to make a stem, that it would have loose earth to work with very beautifully, nothing to inhibit it? And that does not necessarily make a good seed, a good plant, because the plant needs a little industriousness to survive. like the plants that grow through concrete and asphalt paving and so forth. Those they have that will to survive. And of course, the seed that this man has planted and given all his love to, it will grow too, and grow very nicely. And he knows that. And he also knows that he doesn't play God. He knows that he is God. He is the creator of his world. He's the revealer of his world, just like everyone else is. And it's quite something. It's quite exciting. When we realize who we are and what we are, when we realize that everything is beautiful, and everything is fantastic, and everything is glorious, then wonderful things take place. But if we are out looking for reasons why people are happy, reasons why we are happy, you may not even know why you're happy. You may have just had a flash go through your mind, like, you know, your whole life story. You might just had a flash go through your mind of an incident in your life that, what was that? Oh, hey, I'm, you know, and you didn't even have time to catch it. And lo and behold, you're smiling. Lo and behold, you're feeling great, just feeling wonderful. And it's crazy, but that's the way it works. Are you ready to be that way? Are you ready to get the most out of your life? If you are, then go for it. Smile. No one need know why you're smiling. No one need know what you're thinking. No one need know, but you do. And that's all that matters. So recognize that the most happy people have it silently done. We don't know why they're happy, and it's none of our business. But let's join the ranks of the most happy people and live in happiness, live in joy, live in balance and peace and wonder. And as we do that, boy, does our world feel great. Does our world feel wonderful. So you have a lovely day now, and let this instant inspiration maybe add a little new thought to your thinking. So enjoy yourself and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.